Hello and welcome to the Successful Soccer Podcast. This is episode number 2, a goalkeeper edition, and today we're talking about catching. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Jeffrey Pomeranka. I'm a goalkeeper and the current goalkeeper coach at Washington University in St. Louis, where I am lucky enough to work with some fantastic goalkeepers and a great team all around. The website for this podcast is successfulsoccer.com. And as I said, today we're going to talk about catching a ball. It's a simple thing. We're always throwing and catching, playing catch as we grow up. Don't really think about it. Something that a lot of people just kind of get used to doing and don't really concentrate on learning the proper technique for catching a ball. Well, when you're a goalkeeper, catching a ball is very important. So we're going to focus on 3 different things that go into catching a ball, in my opinion. First of all, is a goalkeeper has to have good eyes. And when I say good eyes, they not only necessarily good vision, but they have to be able to see the ball and see where it's going to go. They have to be able to judge the flight of a ball. I've seen a lot of players, especially new players, who just don't get how the ball is going to move. They're not really able to judge the flight of the ball. You add wind or spin to the ball, and I've seen some new players who will, ball that's played high in the air will be 5 or 10 yards away from where it actually lands and have no idea that they're going to miss it that much. So what I recommend is whenever you're working on serves is take some time to just watch the ball. Stand back, stand in your goal, in your position, and have the first 4, 5, 6, 10 serves, depending on how it works for you, just played in and without worrying about footworking, getting out to the ball and catching it and seeing other players. Just watch the ball and see how the flight of the ball is going. Learn, take some time and really concentrate on just judging the flight of the ball. You'll see that the better you are at judging the flight of the ball, everything else is going to improve. Hopefully you won't have to worry about mistiming or misjudging the ball. Now the second thing in catching a ball, believe it or not, to me isn't necessarily a goalkeeper's hands, it's their feet. Good footwork is key to getting behind the ball, and in order to keep the ball out of the goal or keep it off of the attacking forward's heads, you got to get behind the ball and got to get to the right position that you just figured out by watching the ball and judging its flight. Unfortunately, balls are rarely kicked right at you. Sometimes they are, and there are a lot of good goalkeepers that always seem to have the ball kicked right at them, but that's more about positioning, and we're going to save that for a future podcast. When you're working on catching the ball, one of the things that you need to work on is your footwork. You don't want to have to worry about your footwork when you're worrying about catching one of these rocket shots or one of these intensely driven serves that's coming across the goal at you. So work on your footwork, work on running forwards, shufflings, cross steps, running backwards, do all of this. I know it kind of sounds silly, especially as you get up into maybe the older age groups and higher levels of soccer to practice running. But especially backwards, make sure that you incorporate all these into your warm-up so that you get a little bit amount of practice, making sure that you're comfortable moving without ever having to think about what you're doing, so that you can focus on getting to the ball as opposed to and catching it, as opposed to worrying about how your legs are moving to get you there. Proper footwork is a very key element to catching a ball. You also have to make sure that you're forward and balanced and all that stuff. And as you work on your footwork, you're going to do better. Make sure you get into the habit of attacking a ball, hacking the ball. It's, again, probably a future podcast. I'll go more on to making sure that you're always attacking the ball. But with your footwork, you're going to have a much easier time if you're balanced and you're on the balls of your feet other than your heels. Plus, as you're leaning forward and attacking the ball, you're cutting off the angles. So now you have good eyes, you've got good footwork because you've been working on both of these things. The third thing is pretty obvious, is your hands. And to me, a goalkeeper's hands aren't necessarily their hands, but more their fingers. And strong fingers and a proper hand shape is key to making good, solid catches. Personally, I like the W position. That's where you've got your thumbs up, your hands coming around the outside of the ball, and your pointer fingers and your thumbs are making the shape of a W, hence the W. A lot of people have heard of this. It's been around for years. To me, this is the best hand position for catching a ball. I know there are some keepers and some coaches who like the diamond or the triangle where your pointer fingers and are almost touching each other and your thumbs are almost touching each other and your elbows are out a little bit farther and you either catch the ball or if it's coming hard at you, people decide to deflect the ball down onto the ground so that they can not worry about catching it, the hard shots, so they don't worry about having the ball go through their hands. Personally, I think this is dangerous. When you take the ball and you intentionally deflect it to the ground, anything can happen. First of all, you don't have the ball in your hands. Second of all, you don't necessarily know that you're always going to have a great field surface to play on. So if you deflect the ball down and it hits a clump of grass and goes the wrong way, well, now you're scrambling after a ball that you should have just caught. And also, if you're deflecting the ball down, you get used to deflecting the ball down. Maybe you end up deflecting the ball down when there's a forward right there, an attacking player. Then you're deflecting the ball straight down to the other team. Don't want to do that. You also have to make the decision. Oh, is this ball coming so hard that I have to catch it? Or is it too hard for me to catch it? Or is it coming so hard that I have to deflect it down? Well, if you work on catching the ball with a proper W hand shape, you don't have to make as many decisions. You don't have to. You take the effect of a bad ground, you know, bumpy, lumpy playing surface out of the picture. You just have concentrating on catching the ball. You don't have to worry about, oh, is this one too hard? What do I do? What we want to do when you're playing in goal as much as possible is take away, in my mind, I know you're always thinking, keepers are always thinking, but you want to take away as much of the conscious thought through a lot of these things as possible. Catching a ball should just be something you do without having to spend a lot of energy thinking about it. It needs to happen that fast that you don't think about it. Now, to work on improving your catching technique, there's a little game that I played with a keeper at WashU who was having difficulty and is working on retraining himself to use the W and catch the ball as opposed to smacking it down or deflecting it down in front of him. The game is fairly simple. We stood 10 yards apart, one ball, two lines. He stood behind a line 10 yards away. I stood behind the other line. And we threw a ball at each other. We started with kind of to warm ourselves up. We used a throw like you would do for a throw-in, two arms over our heads, really make sure we were warmed up and able to throw and catch the ball. Then we moved into just whipping the ball with one arm, a whole big windmill throw, full strength into each other. Now, the idea of the game is to not bobble the ball. Every time a goalkeeper, one of us, bobbled or dropped the ball, we got a point. And the first person to 5 points lost. Now, although I'm sure he won, I know he did, but just barely. And we threw a good 30 balls at each other before he was able to break the tie in the seventh round. Now, if you also think about this, we're both big guys. He's 6'3 and a baseball pitcher as well. I'm 6'5, and we can both throw the ball from the 18 to half field. And this little game that we were playing, we were doing it in a practice, and neither one of us was wearing gloves. And the biggest tip that I told him and used for myself to concentrate in making sure that we were could catch the ball without bobbling or dropping it was to focus on catching the ball with our fingers as opposed to letting it hit the palm of our hands. So it all comes back, like I was saying before. Good hands are good, strong fingers. There are lots of exercises you can do to make your fingers strong. Suggest doing that. And when you're really concentrating on these rocket hard shots that are coming at you, concentrate on catching the ball with your fingers. Get into the habit. Concentrate on this during practice so that in the game when it happens, you don't have to concentrate, but you just do it naturally. Because if the ball hits the palm of your hand, it's going to bounce. Your hand doesn't give much. However, if your fingers are curved when you've got your hands up in the W position, curved out a little bit, or forward a little bit, when the ball hits that and you're catching the ball with your fingertips, keeping it from hitting the palm of your hands, they're going to give. And that's going to take a lot of the speed off the ball very quickly and allow you to actually give it. So remember, make sure you can see the ball. Make sure that your feet are skilled at getting you to and behind the ball. And use the W with good, strong, curved finger catching. And I think you'll be surprised at how hard of shots you can catch. Now, if you start to work on these techniques in practice, when you're in the game, when it all really matters, you're going to be able to catch those rocket-hard shots that everyone expects you to bobble. Catch them, hold them hard, and not give up any of those crazy goals that everyone hates. So let me know what you think about it. You can adjust the distances in the little trainings and stuff for different ages and skills, but give that a try. Try some other things, and let me know what you think about my suggestions, my tips for being better at catching a ball. Well, thank you for listening, and I've set up an email for you to give me your feedback. Send me your feedback, feedback@successfulsoccer.com. And I'd like to know what everyone's thinking, what you'd like to see in future podcasts, if you think this is a good idea of how to catch a ball, bad idea, whatever it is. Let me know, feedback@successfulsoccer.com. I'd also like to say a big thanks to my brother-in-law, Jeff Woolsey, at the Sonic Dude Ranch. This is the music that you hear playing in the podcast is his music, Freakno. So check him out at sonicduderanch.com. It's some interesting stuff and a great musician. And I just appreciate it. So thank you very much. Remember, send me any feedback that you have, feedback@successfulsoccer.com.